The most immediate response, obviously, was trying to address a lot of the worry, concern, anxiety out in the community. Many immigrants we work with and whom our member organizations work with are going to be vulnerable to enforcement activity, and especially if the new administration follows through on the announced plans to carry out massive deportation programs. Many of these families are going to be uprooted. Many will be forced from their homes. They'll lose their jobs. So, you know, we have been trying to address those concerns, allowing people to express their concerns, express their worries, trying to identify mental health resources for them as they may need them, but also trying to provide opportunities to try to push back. Those are the things that we have been working to identify. That, of course, is a work in progress.
Governor Rauner never officially endorsed Trump. He chose to stay silent about the nominee, pretty much, didn't attend the Republican National Convention. Mm-hmm. However, he did mimic comments made by Trump regarding whether or not Syrian refugees should be mm-hmm. welcomed at one point. Mm-hmm. How do you see the state's immigration policies gelling with the agenda and possible mandates coming from Trump based on the history of Rauner's administration so far?
It is kind of an open question where the governor stands on immigration matters. As you said, he did make certain comments to the effect that Syrian refugees would not be welcome in the state. He has also frozen and slashed funding for immigrant service programs. On the other hand, you know, he has distanced himself from the president-elect during his campaign and now afterwards. There may be some opportunities on the state level for more protective measures that vary and distance the state from the regime come January. And, you know, it's just such opportunities that we want to be able to identify and pursue if those are possible.
And so one thing your organization is calling for, you want the governor to immediately issue an executive order that would designate public schools and universities as sanctuary spaces. I was hoping you could explain a little bit more about that concept. And it also seems to tie into the fact that Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago, of course, is saying that Chicago will always be a sanctuary city. So what's the idea here when it comes to sanctuary spaces or sanctuary cities?
One of the things that we are proposing is an executive order that would designate public universities and schools as locations where immigrants can feel safe from enforcement activity. Now, the federal government has a longstanding policy that they will not send immigration agents into certain so-called sensitive locations, such as schools, churches, hospitals. Unfortunately, this is policy that is subject to change. So we want to make sure that at least here in Illinois, that policy carries through. What the city of Chicago has specifically is a longstanding policy that was first an executive order issued first by Mayor Washington and since then by every succeeding mayor, and then now a city ordinance that basically says that the city is not going to be asking about immigration status and not conditioning city services on immigration status. And on top of that, the city is not going to cooperate with immigration enforcement. And that includes the Chicago police not arresting anybody based on an immigration warrant and not turning over immigrants who may be wanted by ICE solely for the purpose of deportation. Now, that's not to say that if someone commits a crime that they're going to get away scot-free. In fact, it means the exact opposite. You know, we want the criminal justice system to run its fair course. One of the things that can most severely interfere with the criminal justice system is people being picked up or turned over to ICE before they've had their fair day in court. The Chicago policy is reflective of that.
I'm Rachel Otwell, and I'm joined by Fred Sow. He's with the Illinois Coalition for Immigration and Refugee Rights. Looking ahead to what your organization has laid out as mm-hmm. far as some goals here, mm-hmm. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals was an executive order mm-hmm. Signed by Obama that protects young people from deportation, including over 41,000 in Illinois and many more eligible for that program. How can the state ensure those protections stay in place under a Trump administration, or can it?
Certainly the DACA program is something that's up in the air right now, and it is our sincere hope that Governor Rauner will use whatever influence he may have with the president-elect to urge that the program be continued and that the young people who have DACA protections and the ability to work under the program maintain those protections. It would be a very strong sign if the governor were to issue such a statement or use his influence in that way, again, to show that he does recognize the value and contributions of these young people and their contributions to the entire state.
And so based now on the election results from last week, Illinois being a blue state, you know, we weren't sure exactly which way states like Wisconsin, Michigan might vote, but it's clear that we are surrounded by red states. Do you find that because of that, Illinois has a unique spot being in the Midwest, a unique role to play, or perhaps a more valuable role to play just given its location?
Well, certainly Illinois has been in the forefront of welcoming policies, not just in the Midwest, but throughout the nation. I think we can look with pride at some of the policies that we've been able to put in place and some of the precedents that we've been able to set that have been followed by other states and other communities. Certainly our being in the Midwest and not being on either the East Coast or the West Coast makes us somewhat different. But having said that, you know, Illinois has a long history of being pragmatic and welcoming and of incorporating newcomers into the state and fully integrating newcomers into the civic life and economic life of our state. So what we're doing is merely calling upon the state to continue that tradition of being a welcoming place for people from around the world.